4. Cecilia, Janie, and I trooped toward Janie's Porsche, parked outside Grandma's house. Henry bopped along beside us. Sister's home, sister's home. Who want to play the hide and seek, that game? Hide and seek? We'll play with you, Henry, Cecilia said. We have to get Isabel and Janie settled first. Then she muttered, they're moving into the witch's house. Okay, dokey. I hugged Henry. He's the nicest person I know. My poor brother had survived one wrecking ball blow after another in his life, and he miraculously still found 800 things to smile about. Let me unpack. How's your stamp collection? He laughed. I have 56 stamps, Isabel. 56! I have a stamp from North Dakota. Do you know where that is? I don't. He clapped twice. Do you know where Michigan is? I don't. He clapped twice. Do you know where Florida is? He loved this game. I do. They have swamps and alligators and an ocean and Disney World. Henry loves Florida. Never been there, but he loves it. He started singing Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, forever, ever, ever. I noticed that Janie was not with us anymore. I stopped and turned around. Janie was crouched on all fours in the middle of the grass, her skinny body jerking as she went through a series of dry heaves. You think this is hard, you counting hermit? Cecilia snapped, her usual compassionate self. Try living with it day in, day out, for years. Know how many times I've been told I'm the size of a pregnant hippo? How she never thought she'd have a fat daughter. Get up, tapping queen, and suck it up. She flounced past me, grabbed two suitcases, and marched back to the house. Get in the house, hermit. I'll get your stuff, Janie, I told her. She nodded weakly, went back to dry heaving. Janie had brought 5 suitcases, a laptop, a sack of self-help books, and her classics, a giant picture of her houseboat, so I can visualize a peaceful place. East Indian music, her embroidery basket, teas, a Yo-Yo Ma CD, a yoga mat, a picture of her therapist, and 9 new journals to write in when I feel like Mama will overwhelm or diminish me. My journals will recenter me, help me find the goodness and strength within myself, and the courage to stand up tall as a person who deserves respect.